Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Not that we don't have them every week, but on this evening's show we're going to have some terrific songs, some songs about women, and celebrate the birthdays of several of those born on March 10th. On the upcoming April 17th show, for the first time, Otto Mattson will have his very own segment. You'll find out more about him then, but Otto Mattson wrote a tune called The Traffic Was Terrific. I don't think I have any recordings of that to play during Otto's birthday salute, but I do have some other terrific songs not written by Otto Mattson to open this show, beginning with Fats Waller.
When she turns on that southern personality to set you right, she's dynamite. Three words describe her charms galore. Just three words, I don't mean four. She's tall, tan, terrific. Streamlined on a belt from Tennessee.
Thank you. Slightly terrific, speaking specifically, slightly gigantic, mean it romantically, more than stupendous, my love's tremendous for you. No star in a picture could be so glamorous, you're such a mixture of everything amorous, what a construction, major production, that's you. I saw a preview of you, you made a hit from the start. Let's sign a contract for two. You be the star of my heart. You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, super colossal, suits my philosophy, being specific. You're slightly terrific to me.
Following Carlton Coon's death on May 4, 1932, Joe Sanders, the other half of the Coon-Sanders Orchestra, did his best to keep the organization going, but public support faded, and in 1935 Joe Sanders formed his own group, which played until the early 40s. We heard Joe Sanders and his orchestra on September 25, 1936, with You're Slightly Terrific. You're Slightly Terrific was composed by Lou Pollack, and Tony Martin sang the Sidney Mitchell lyrics in the 1936 20th Century Fox picture Pigskin Parade, where it was danced by Dixie Dunbar. Before that, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with the more than slightly terrific Terrific Stomp, written by Moten and Booker Washington, and recorded by Victor on July 16, 1929. We started off that terrific set with Fats Waller in his rhythm with She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific, from September 7, 1937. That was composed by J. Fred Coots with the lyric by Benny Davis. I'm the slightly terrific Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 8th, was International Women's Day, globally celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The theme for the 2016 International Women's Day is Pledge for Parity, and marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. You can read more about the campaign at the website internationalwomensday.com. And to help celebrate International Women's Day, yeah, you're way ahead of me, we're going to have a set of rapidly rotating records about women, beginning with the Five Birmingham Babies. Thank you.
women, what kind of a party is this? Now where are the flappers you spoke of today? This looks like a branch of the YMCA. What? Why? No women? Why, they're my specialty. To sing about Sweet Adeline may have its charm, but I prefer Sweet Adeline right in my arm. What? Oh, sure. No women? Well, this is no party for me.
Cell. Now he looked just as sane as he could be. When I asked how he got there, he really couldn't tell. So I thought I'd solve the mystery. I spoke to him and gee, how mild he seemed. But when I mentioned women, he just screamed. Women! Ah, women! Ah, they're the only cause of my despair. Have to tear my hair. There. I never cut out paper dollies in bed. My mother never let me fall on my head.
It wasn't liquor.
No, no, no.
Money?
Oh, no, but women.
Thank you. today and say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just loves his permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a tot. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside those masculine women and feminine men.
James Monaco and Edgar Leslie's Masculine Women, Feminine Men, performed there by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks on February 13, 1926. And of course, the vocalist was the unmistakable Tom Stax. Before that, from The Blue Angel, where it's sung by Marlena Dietrich, we heard Blonde Women, written by Frederick Hollander. Marlena Dietrich also recorded Blonde Women with Frederick Hollander in his Jazz Symphoniker with Hollander on piano in January of 1930. But we heard it performed there by Otto Fritz and his Syncopators from a Parlophone 78 wax September 15, 1930. That was preceded by Irving Aronson and his Commanders with the premiere recording on March 19, 1926 of Women. Ah! The vocal refrain, including the shrieking, was by Phil Sachs with a little help from the band. Women. Ah! Was written by Bud Green, Harry Warren, and Dan Dougherty. We started off our celebration of International Women's Day with What? No Women? That was the Five Birmingham Babies, a subset of the California Ramblers, recording for Pathé on January 31, 1926. The vocalist was Arthur Hall, credited on the label as Frank Nichols. What? No Women? Was written by Jack Meskell, Walter C. Ness, Marty Bloom, and Maurice Sturm.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Yesterday, March 10th, marked the birth in 1903 in Davenport, Iowa, of Leon Bix Beiderbecke. His father operated a fuel and lumber company, and his mother was a pianist, so he had piano lessons. But after hearing recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, he turned his attention to the cornet, which he taught himself to play by playing along with the records. In 1919, he bought his first cornet and played in school events and with local groups. His family disapproved of his interest in jazz, and that, along with his less-than-stellar performance in school, resulted in his parents enrolling him in Lake Forest Academy outside of Chicago in 1921. But after-hours trips to Chicago to play and hear jazz, and poor grades, resulted in his expulsion in May of 1922. After several months working for his father in Davenport, he turned to a career in music. He played and recorded with the Wolverines and the Gene Goldkett Band in 1924, and in 1925 recorded for Jeanette and played with Charlie Strait, the Breeze Blowers, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra. In May of 1926, Bix and Tram joined the Gene Goldkett Band in New York until it disbanded in September of 1927. On October 27th, they joined Paul Whiteman's band, playing engagements across the country and recording with the full band and with various groups under their own names. Years of excessive alcohol consumption led to deteriorating health, and Bix left Whiteman in September of 1929. His hopes of rejoining the group after recuperation didn't materialize, and he worked playing piano with Benny Goodman, the Dorsey Brothers, and Jack Teagarden. He died in New York City on August 6, 1931 at 9:30 p.m. Here's Bix Beiderbecke. Thank you.
Judgment Day.
Bless you, cause you showed me the way.
The way.
I was weary, life was dark and dreary.
Dreary.
Till I met you on Revival Day.
On that day.
I was a sinner, but I ain't gonna sin no more.
More.
I found the right way is a way to your door.
Hallelujah.
Hear me crying. Why need purifying?
Glory, bless you, sister. Won't you lead him home?
Got the world in a jug, Lord. Got the supper in my hand.
Got the world in a jug, Lord, with a stopper in my hand.
Jackson Garrison's entire March 8th Off the Record show was devoted to Bix Beiderbecke, but there's my meager contribution to the ongoing birthday celebration. We started off with Bix Beiderbecke and his gang with Rhythm King from an OK-78 made on April 10th, 1928. That was followed by Bix and his Rhythm Jugglers with Toddlin' Blues from a Jeanette 78, waxed January 26, 1925 in Richmond, Indiana. Toddlin' Blues was written by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields, both, of course, of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and the ODJB recorded Toddlin' Blues twice, once in 1922 and again in 1936. We finished up with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra recording for OK on July 5, 1928 in Chicago, and Bless You, Sister. You heard Tram himself and a trio with the vocal. Bless You, Sister was written by Al Dubin and J. Russell Robinson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, March 10th, marked the birth in 1900 in New York City of Peter DeRose. He was first taught music by his sister, and after graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School, he went to work at music publisher G. Ricordi and Company at 12 West 45th Street in New York. He became a performer on radio and appeared with his wife, May Singy Breen, on the NBC show Sweethearts of the Air from 1923 to 1939. He contributed songs to Broadway musicals, including Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1928 and Ziegfeld Follies of 1934, and film scores, including Song of Love and The Fighting Seabees. In addition to his wife, he collaborated with lyricists including Charlie Tobias, Mitchell Parrish, Benny Davis, Sam Lewis, and Stanley Adams. He died in New York City on April 23, 1953. Highlights from the DeRose catalog include Deep Purple, Muddy Water, Have You Ever Been Lonely, Marvelous, You'll Be Mine in Apple Blossom Time, One More Kiss Then Goodnight, and these. Thank you.
horse gates that style. Such a lady killing smile. He's the whole town talk. Watch my baby walk. With something in his glance, makes you want to take a chance. He's the whole town talk. Watch my baby walk. That boy, complexion, skin you love to touch. His velvet kisses always mean so much. And when he leaves town, it's true. All the red lights turn to blue. He's the whole town talk. Watch my baby walk.
Lazy weather, just laying around, close to the ground. No breezes are blowing, the grass ain't a-growing, the trees drooping down, don't hear a sound. A sly little sunbeam's a-hugging the millstream. A lazy old frog sits on a log. Lazy weather, lazy weather. Lord, it's hot, too lazy for wishing, too hot to go fishing, but I don't mind. The air may be musty, the roads may be dusty, that's just my kind. Then you'll find it's great to be snoozing where sap is just oozing, and that's what is meant by peace and content. Hearts with a love song go along with lazy weather.
Thank you. and yawn with a sunbeam. A new kind of daydream comes creeping around you. Dixie Dawn on a summer morn of the Southland is peaceful and happy. It's heaven to me. Love to see those childhood scenes, hills of green, just one lonely tree. Travel on weary feet back to memory. Dixie Dawn, all my worries gone, 'cause I'm homebound, where the nighttime meets the morning, Dixie Dawn.
Well, there you have a trio of collaborations by Peter DeRose and Joe Trent. We just heard the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Dixie Dawn. That OK recording is from May 22, 1928, and the vocalist was Bill Dutton. Dixie Dawn was preceded by Lazy Weather, performed there by the California Ramblers, with a vocal by Arthur Fields on March 29, 1927. And we started our tribute to Peter DeRose with the Musical Comedy Orchestra, a pseudonym for Ben Selvin's orchestra, and Watch My Baby Walk. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman, masquerading as Robert Wood. He had his first segment all to himself just last year, but just because he was born on the same day of the year as Bix, he's getting his own segment again this year. And I'm talking about lyricist Walter Hirsch, born March 10, 1891, in New York City. His father, Philip, was born in Austria and came to the U.S. in 1880. His mother, Minna Hirsch, was born in Germany and emigrated to the U.S. in 1882, and she and Philip were married in 1890. In 1900, the family was still living in New York, and Walter, who apparently had no middle name, had a younger sister, Belle, but by 1910 he had another younger sister, Emma, and the family was living in Chicago. Hirsch's 1917 draft registration card shows his occupation as songwriter, and by this time his father had died and Walter was claiming an exemption from the draft on account of caring for his dependent mother. In 1930 he was back in New York, living at the Cluxton Hotel, and listed his occupation as writer of lyrics in the songs industry, working on his own account. Walter Hirsch died in May of 1967 in New York City at age 76. I don't have any information on his actual songwriting activities, but his most famous work is Deed I Do, composed by Fred Rose and introduced in vaudeville by S.L. Stambaugh. It was popularized through recordings by Ben Burney, Benny Goodman, and Ruth Etting. With collaborators including Lou Hanman, Al Gehring, and Spencer Williams, Hirsch also brought us Holding My Honey's Hand, Save the Last Dance for Me, Nesting Time, Little Pal of Long Ago, the classic Horsey Keep Your Tail Up, and these.
Play me no opera. sure does tantalize. Lord, lay right on those piano keys. I feel that feeling down in my knees. 'Cause when you play the blues, I'm right in paradise. Honey, don't play me no opera. Play me some blue melody. I don't care nothing about Carmen when I hear those harmonies. Oh, that's it, honey, babe. Oh, won't you play that tune again? Lord of candlelight, Lord, lay right on those piano keys. I feel that feeling down in my knees. When you play the blues, I'm right in
little hoses, who do you love? Who's the little what's-it that you're dreaming of? Who's your little who's-this? Who do you love? Tell me, who has you a-flutter whenever they're passing by? Melts your little heart like butter. Oh me, oh my. Say, when you get the bruises, who you thinking of? Who's your little who's this? Who do you love?
Last segment, we heard Ben Selvern's orchestra under the pseudonym The Musical Comedy Orchestra. Well, there was Selvern once again, this time as the Knickerbockers on Columbia with Who's Your Little Who's This? The vocalist on that December 29, 1931 recording was Dick Robertson, singing the Walter Hirsch lyric to Ben Burney and Al Gehring's tune. Before that, it was the Territory Band, the Carolina Cotton Pickers Orchestra with Dee-Di-Do, recorded in Birmingham, Alabama on March 24, 1937. The Carolina Cotton Pickers Orchestra was formed by trumpeter Cat Anderson in Charleston, South Carolina, in the early 30s, but he had left the group by the time of this recording. The vocalist singing the Fred Rose lyric was Wesley Jones, but the much better pianist was Cliff Small. We begin our tribute to Walter Hirsch with Marion Harris and her first recording of a song with blues in the title. That was Paradise Blues from November 17, 1916. Spencer Williams composed the tune. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶